Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Baiju Molde is with us. Allergies and immunology, that's what you do at Northwestern. Will allergies ever be a thing of the past, doctor?
I don't think so. I think we're making one. Well, first of all, Lisa, thank you for having me on today.
You're welcome. But they're always going to be around, right?
I don't know about always. I will say, you know, we have been making great strides in the world of allergy treatment over the years. And so I think, you know, we're going to get to a better place. But are we ever going to be at zero? I think that's still a ways away at this point in time.
But we are making strides with food allergies, right?
We are. So, you know, the first thing is we should be able to define what is a food allergy versus a food intolerance. I think that's something that people don't understand. Food allergies are when you consume something, and then within minutes you're getting hives, lips swelling, tongue swelling, you're having anaphylactic shock. But a food intolerance is where you feel like, oh, my tummy might hurt a little bit, or I get a headache. So the first thing is we should define what really is a food allergy and what isn't a food allergy.
You only do that by testing, right?
Right. So we hear the story first. The history is the most important thing we should do. And then we do testing, whether it's by blood tests or skin tests, and to collaborate, is the symptom you're feeling from the allergy? And then once we have that, then we come up with a plan of attack.
And is the most dangerous food allergy, is that for people who have peanut allergies, or could it be whatever you're allergic to?
It can be whatever you're allergic to. So some people have allergies to shellfish that can be anaphylactic shock and deadly. Some people have it to peanuts. Peanuts is probably one of our most common food allergens that we hear the most about. But tree nuts, shellfish, fish, these are some that persist throughout a person's lifetime. Whereas a lot of people, even with like a milk allergy, some people can grow it, will outgrow it. Some people will not outgrow it.
So when we see these recalls, food recalls, and it's all because something was not listed, and people kind of roll their eyes like, did you really need to recall that? Those ingredients that are not listed can be deadly in even small doses, right?
Absolutely. No. And I think if you are a parent or somebody who does have a true food allergy, that is life-threatening. I have definitely seen people in the hospital after small consumptions of food that were inadvertently given to them, whether it's by a family member or it was labeled incorrectly, or they go to a restaurant and they don't know they're eating something that they're allergic to. So we, you know, definitely our avoidance has been our number one treatment forever. And then number two is to get epinephrine into people very quickly. Forever, we had these epinephrine auto injectors. And now on the market, there is a nasal spray called Neffy that's out that has been used. But we still tell people, carry your auto injector with you because it's still new on the market.
I've got one with me every day of the week. What's with the peanut patch? There's been some news about that. Are you seeing that dosing a little bit to children who are allergic might actually help them overcome their allergy?
Yeah. So right now, there's two main types of potential, what we call either oral immunotherapy or transdermal immunotherapy, whether you're using it by taking it under your tongue in small micro doses or as a little patch on your skin. Now, it may decrease the risk of somebody developing a full-blown peanut allergy or even being able to maybe over time tolerate a little bit dose of these inadvertent small doses of peanuts. What we have not seen, though, is that when they stop it, A, do they stop having their peanut allergy forever? We haven't seen that. That would be called sustained unresponsiveness. We're not seeing that yet, still in the works of whether that can happen. And then the second thing is they can't just eat it like haphazardly. You can't say, now I eat like 20 peanuts. It's still these tiny doses, these inadvertent exposures that we're trying to decrease the risk to.
Is there ever an age where it's too late to develop allergies? Because in my experience, I see some people who become allergic to shellfish later in life.
Well, this is very true. People can develop allergies at whatever age. We don't know why it happens yet. I think if we figured that out, we will definitely be in a much better place, but we haven't figured out why people develop allergies later in life at all.
And if you suspect your child have allergies, I mean, obviously, if their lips are swelling and you have those obvious signs, but if it's just like gastro distress or things like that, at what age should you get your child tested?
Right. I think, you know, first, definitely touch base with your primary care doctor. If it's an emergency, emergency room doctor. And if you have a question, you know, your primary care doctor can send that person, can send you to the allergist. Are you, and we'll ask you the questions. Are you getting hives? Are you getting a rash? How many minutes after eating something are you seeing these symptoms occur? Are you only having a stomach ache and diarrhea? Could it be a lactose intolerance, which is very different than a true milk allergy where you might actually die from it? And that's where allergists and your pediatrician are very helpful.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I have a feeling you'll be back because we've always got more questions about this.
I'm happy to help you for sure. Thank you.
Dr. Beju Malde, allergy and immunology. That's her specialty at Northwestern.